are listening to The Nature of Things on WRVO. This essay originally aired on November 24th, 1989.
In my younger years, the first seasonal snowfall would always find me abroad testing the elements in search of something I've never been able to define. Maybe it's just the quality of serendipity that comes with drastic change in weather. Things that blend with the gray and brown of November's barren landscape are suddenly more evident, festooned with snow. Every bird's nest supports a white dome that helps to announce its presence. What good to know of used and abandoned nests? Birds are creatures of habit, and homing is widespread among species. Last year's nest can provide a fairly reliable roadmap for next year's pursuit of active nests. That's part of it. Things obscure before are emphasized by the fresh snow. There is another kind of roadmap we associate with a fresh snowfall. It's somewhat evanescent. Wind and new-fallen snow expunge it rapidly, but it still provides another dimension to observation during the first snowfall. Tracks in the snow are truly nature's footnotes. A review of the recent events, much of it mundane, but some of it truly intriguing. So as we walk along in search of the present, we are assisted by this summary of the recent past. There's a fine line between true serendipity and planned discovery. That's why the knowledgeable naturalist finds more surprises during a walk than a neophyte. Every once in a while, someone tells me he or she has taken a winter walk and seen nothing. I have to restrain myself from blurting out, "That can't happen." It can't, you know. But we have to be careful to define what constitutes an event. For some, an inquisitive chickadee which accompanies a part of the walk is a non-event. It happens every time you walk. For another, it is one more lesson in chickadee behavior. For still others, it provides assurance that things are still the same in nature, evoking memories of other pleasant encounters with chickadees. Let me illustrate that. Once at Sherburn, walking with a friend, I encountered an intricate interlacing pattern of tracks in the snow. "What's that?" he asked. "I'm not sure," I replied, studying the Chinese puzzle before me. "Looks like pheasant tracks to me," he offered and walked on. "Wait a minute, there's a story here," I said, but I didn't persist. For him, a walk consisted of a list of encounters, one encounter per species listed. At the end of the walk, he was pleased if we had a list of two or three dozen species. For me, there were 20 species or 30 species, and that hardly mattered. And there were three or four significant short stories in the snow, one of them surpassingly mysterious. He went home satisfied. I didn't go home until I had another look at that pheasant puzzle. I didn't find the answer for several weeks until, watching from the gallery window one morning, I observed a pair of cock pheasants practicing that combination of joust and display normally seen only after the snow departs and dandelions bloom in the fallow fields. The intricate patterning resulted from alternating display as one cock slowly circled the other, crouching and displaying as he went. Immediately following, the other bird would take the stage, circling slowly and creating a pattern of chain-linked episodes. Even having observed the display, I might not have recognized the connection if I hadn't gone out to examine the tracks afterward. And there it was, my Chinese puzzle repeated almost verbatim. Maybe we should say per footum. Here, there have been dozens, perhaps hundreds, of similar dramas revealed by the footnotes in the fresh fallen snow. Once a mink tore up an eighth of an acre of snow in pursuit of an elusive meadow vole, switching back and forth, burrowing under the snow, and ultimately, I believe, losing the game of mink and mouse. At least, there was no sign of that graphic moment of truth which so often accompanies such encounters. Another episode outlined a similarly unsuccessful pursuit of meadow vole, this time by great horned owl. It was all there in the snow, mouse tracks, body drag, talon scrapes, and wing marks. But there, the vole tracks exited the scene, disappearing in a burrow in the snow. The owl just plain missed its quarry. My experience over the years indicates a good percentage of misses by predators. This year I did no tracking in the first snowfall, but I did spend a few moments, here revealed, in reminiscing about former walks. I hope there is nothing prophetic about that. Next year I have to get out again in search of Chinese puzzles in the snow. That's all I have for this week. This is John Weeks saying thanks for listening. Tune in next week and keep it natural.